This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, July 25th. Okay, we got a lot of important things happening in the market, but let me just kind of tell you something that's just wonderful. And that is that the two-year treasury yield is 4.37. At the end of April, it was 5.04. Okay, that's a dramatic decline in market yields. And the yield curve is getting close to uninverting. So this is big news, folks, okay? Obviously, the market volatility created a flight to quality. But as market rates come down, the Fed has to catch up with market rates. So that's raising the probability that they might cut next week. Now, it's still a minority chance. But, you know, the fact that Bill Dudley, the former head of the New York Fed, called for them to cut is a big deal. Now, one of the reasons he probably wants them to cut is the Philly Fed just came out with the credit card delinquency rates, and they're horrible. They're horrible. Some are the worst in 4 years. Some are the worst in 12 years. It just depends on what time frame you look. But they're bad. You know, car repossessions are up 23%. So a lot of people are struggling in this environment, okay? And Dudley was very obsessed with the employment situation in America, that a lot of the employment's grinding to a halt. And so that's very interesting. So we're definitely getting a dovish FOMC statement next week, and hopefully we'll get a rate cut. But if not, we'll get a rate cut on September 18th and then November 7th, 2 days after the election. Now, the other thing that's going on is we're going to get that PCE, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index report on next tomorrow. It should be flat to down, and I'm sure the Fed will love that. And we may not be at their 2% target range yet, but we're getting awfully close. So that would be wonderful. In the meantime, earnings are coming out. So let me give you an example of what's going on. So one I have that just announced is Carpenter Technology Corporation, CRS. It's up 15.2%. Another one that just came out is Mr. Cooper. It's up 9.65%. And another one I had come out is Technip FMC. It's the symbol is FTI. It's up 5.13%. So these are all small caps, and they're all up, again, 5 to 15%. Now, we have another large cap that announced today, RCL, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and it's down 4%. But there seems to be a lot of confusion because they had a big earnings beat. They provided positive guidance, but the Wall Street Journal says their revenues missed expectations. But I'm confused because when I read the revenue, it was $4.11 billion. And the analysts were expecting $4.05 billion. So that looks to me like a beat. Wall Street Journal says it's a miss. Stocks trade off headlines. So, but RCL is probably a great buy now because I think they got the headline wrong. But small cap's up. Large cap is down. That's what's going on. We had that seismic shift to the small caps where the Russell 1000 went up over 11.5% in 6 days. The Russell's exhibiting a lot of relative strength. So the good news is money's not leaving the market. It's being reshuffled. Now, the bad news is most people are over-allocated in large cap because of the Magnificent Seven or NVIDIA or Supermicro, et cetera. And, you know, should you sell all your large cap, go straight into small cap? Of course not. The small cap stocks are bunnies. They sit, they hop, but they can explode to the upside dramatically, and they've been neglected for a long time. So the fact that we're getting a big small cap rally is wonderful. So let's just back up and summarize where we are. Earnings are working. Most of them are coming out in small cap, so they're leading the way right now. Let's let some of the big stocks come out and do their thing. Obviously, there's profit taking. You know, Google was hit yesterday despite beating because their YouTube sales weren't very strong, okay? And so a lot of the large caps are priced for perfection. The small caps are not. and the small caps just had some great beats. So this is still the best earnings announcement season we'll see in over 2 years. So let's just let the strong earnings drop kick drive the stocks higher. Then we'll sort everything out towards the end here. But we are on the cusp of wonderful Fed news, positive FOMC statement. So if you're thinking of getting out of the market, I wouldn't do so, okay? You're about to have some explosive news to the upside, and that's that. So hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. I apologize if I mentioned some small caps you don't own. Obviously, we have those stocks under management. I recommend newsletters. But, you know, like you, I'm overweight in some of the big mega caps, mostly NVIDIA, by the way. And just hang in there. Let's let their earnings do their thing. And I think we'll be a lot happier in a few weeks. That's it. Selene Avalier. I'll update the podcast tomorrow after the PCE report because that's a big, big deal. Talk to you tomorrow.